time for Joe's Need to Know News. You hear these stories, and now it might be an actual thing going on where we've been scammed, where you go to buy a ticket, and then the scalpers get them all. You're like, come on. This sucks. Like, we gotta go on Ticketmaster? Well, check out this. Undercover journalists from the CBC News and the Toronto Star posed as scalpers at a live entertainment convention this past summer, and they say that Ticketmaster tried to involve them in a scheme. Here's what they said. Allegedly, here's how they say it allegedly works. The scalpers buy tickets with bots that are supplied by Ticketmaster, then they resell them for more money at TradeDesk.com, which is owned by Ticketmaster.
Those sneaky snakes.
Allegedly. So Ticketmaster makes money off the same ticket two times. Ticketmaster does have a buyer abuse division that tries to kind of head off scalping and stop it from happening, and a company rep at the convention told the journalists that they turn a blind eye to abuses by Trade Desk users.
Whoa, that has to be illegal or something, right?
Oh, it's gotta be. If it's true, I am pissed.
Whoa.
But I mean, to be fair, like, what a genius idea.
Yeah, like, but I feel making money off the same ticket twice and all those different things, that's gotta be illegal.
Oh, definitely, I agree with you, but it's like, how smart, like, to screw people over twice. I would never think of something that genius. How often do you guys, like, actually call somebody on the phone?
Every day.
Really? Do you guys have my number?
Well, why would we call you? We spend like 5 hours with you in the morning.
I don't know, so we could talk about really deep personal things, you know?
We do that on the show enough.
Okay, then maybe this will surprise you. I don't know. Nearly half of all cell phone calls next year will be made by scammers. A company that specializes in call management technology found that just 3.7% of total calls made in 2017 came from scammers, but the number jumped up to 30% in 2018, and we're not even done with 2018. And next year, they're predicting that 44.5% of all cell phone calls in 2019 will be made not by you, me, or anybody else, but actually by scammers claiming to be people like the IRS or maybe calling after Hurricane Florence as a way to get information from people and scam them out of money.
It's me, Hurricane Florence. I did some damage and I need to repay people. Can you help me?
Oh, boy.
I hate that. I get like 5 or 6 phone calls a day from solicitors and scammers.
Oh,
how many do you get?
I always get called by scammers.
Now, you get it from your area code, because the area code on my phone that I have is a 616 area code.
It's always your area code.
And it's the same damn number. And
they use the first 6 numbers of my phone number.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that. I think you're right. That might be it.
Yeah.
What are the first 6 numbers of your phone again?
111111.
Okay. It was worth a try right there. This is kind of cool. I don't know if you played this video game, but I liked it as a kid. A mini version of the original PlayStation is coming out this December. They keep on doing this with all the different gaming systems. I want an NS64 to come out, the little mini one. That'll be dope. It's going to have 20 preloaded games. It's only going to cost $100, and you can actually pre-order that online. I'll put the link up on the Need to Know News blog. And today is an amazing national holiday that Alex will not celebrate, unfortunately. Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
I love pepperoni pizza.
Hey, that's a pepperoni pizza.
It's lit. I don't eat pizza. Sorry.
All right. According to a new survey, it's the most popular pizza topping, talking about pepperoni, with 66% of people say they like pepperoni. Other things coming in, number 2, sausage. Number 3, mushrooms. And 4th, bacon.
Where did toe jam fall on that list?
It is not on the list again this year.
Look at that. Un-American.
Maybe that's why you don't like pizza. Do you think there's toe jam on pizza?
Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
Yeah, well, that's probably why. So overall, Alex, talk about you being alone on an island. 98% of people say they like pizza, which
means 2%
don't.
I think it smells good. I was talking about this earlier to you guys. I think the smell of coffee and the smell of pizza are great, but for some reason, I don't like to eat it.
See, I'm like very lactose intolerant. So
you like it, but it hurts.
I can't really eat it, and like that pains me that like you have the ability to eat it, Alex, but you're just too stuck up to like it.
Too stuck up? I genuinely don't like it.
No, wait. So you're saying you've actually had a slice of pizza before?
Yeah, the last time was 5th grade. I tried to eat a whole slice.
That's too long ago.
No,
your
it isn't.
Taste buds change.
They do. They mature.
Do not. Yep. That's a myth. That's a myth that parents tell their picky eater kids.
No.
So that they'll try stuff again. Yeah,
once again,
is.
You know what? I hate to bring this up. You need to go to therapy because something happened your parents and food, and it has been bothering you for a long time. It's stealing your joy.
Yeah, I'll tell
joy.
You what happened. For 3 days straight, my mom told me that I wasn't allowed to eat anything unless I ate her stupid potato salad, and I refused, and I starved for 3 days. And finally, my mom's friend said, "You can't starve your own child." So then I ate. That's what happened.
You eat the potato salad?
No. Heck no, because stubborn Alex, strong-willed Alex, was a queen even back then.
Your mom should have not given up. She should have broken you.
She should have starved me even longer.
I will break you. There you go. That wouldn't have happened
I would have chased after the Schwanz man like a rabid dog. Remember him? Here. Did you guys get that? We had Schwanz man.
Yeah. 22% of people say they can eat an entire pizza on their own. Oh my gosh, back in the day, I could eat a hot and ready. Now that I'm kind of on a diet, like two slices and I'd be full. And 3% say they'd rather eat pizza than be in a relationship. Guilty. I mean, come on. Pizza's pizza, right?
Yeah.
It's warm. It's cuddly.
If I had to give up Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, to be able to eat pizza and not have my stomach completely hurt, I might do that.
Wow.
All right. Well, hey, here's the magic genie. Go ahead, rub the bottle. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out, radionowindy.com.